From deep inside the Death Star, I'm Larry Larson.
And I'm Chad Beater.
And I'm Andrew Richards.
And welcome to Defrag Tools. Andrew, what is on tap for today?
More WPT. We're kind of following on from last week, which was the driver keyword. Driver keyword is an analysis of the device stack, which is device drivers going from X to Y to Z. What happened in Windows, I think it's either Windows 8 or Windows 7, we added a new thing called file system mini filters. And there's a really good page on the Dev Center. This is really where OEMs hang out on Microsoft.com. The rough concept is that this whole going up and down the device stack is pretty laborious code-wise. You have to get a lot of pointers and memory allocations and ERPs and all these other things right to make it work. And so what we did is we simplified it, and we get to what's called the filter manager, which is fltmgr.sys, which you'll see in lots of stacks. And actually, last week we saw only two in the stack, and it ended at filter manager just because it then went into mini filters, which is a separate concept. And that's why we ended at mini at the filter manager. The idea is it's a callback mechanism, and so it does all the hard work of the plumbing to get it working, and then we call off to these routines to do work.
The history of it is that we had a lot of people writing these file system filter drivers and not always doing a great job of getting it right, because it's very complicated and it's really easy to have bugs in that code. And we wanted to make it easier for people to develop those kind of drivers. So we put this framework in and said, well, we'll do the hard work and you just write the mini filter.
And actually, if you know what a mini filter is and you do this for a living, there's actually a thing called Plugfest, which actually is run in this building, with the Channel 9 building, where you come in and we work with you, Microsoft and the OEM, or ISV, work together to get your mini filters stable. Right? And we kind of have pushing more people towards mini filter designs than driver type things. Process monitor, because it's old, it actually is it takes the driver approach, right? It isn't a mini filter. And so in that device stack, Mark puts procmon.sys and also presses explorer.sys in the middle of the stack. So when these calls go up and down, he's tracking activity, and then he throws it back up to the UI layer. He hasn't changed it to this model yet, I don't believe. This supports disk and network. So think of it more as an I/O level. Even though it's called a file system mini filter driver, it actually is network and disk. So things like compression on the wire and encryption on the wire and all that type of stuff, and obfuscation to disk, for example, all done via these type of things.
So essentially what a filter driver is, we talked a little bit last week about the concept of a driver stack and how, when you want to, if you're an application and you want to talk to a piece of hardware, you have to, basically we have to manage talking to every piece of hardware between the app and the
silicon,
right? Or the actual magnetic media or whatever it is, right? And so there's this stack of devices that we sort of have a concept of, whether it's your PCI bus or your SCSI bus or whatever, the controllers, all that are all involved in that. And so if you want to be able to modify that I/O or examine it as it's flying, as it's in flight in that process, you can do that through this concept of a mini filter. And so that's where you get like what you're talking about, like data encryption or compression can happen. So at some point in that stack, you can plug into the process and look at the data coming in and change it or do something different with it. And so this is how antivirus apps are implemented as well. And they can say, well, let's look at that data that's coming off the disk, and if we see something wrong there, we're not even going to pass that back up to the app. We're just going to fail the request.
That's a really good point about last week. We showed you a virus scan, but didn't really show you in the kernel how the work was moved from the device stack across to the antivirus engine. And this will actually show us that, because it goes into a mini filter. The mini filter queues the antivirus work, and then it's processed. And we're actually, with mini filter tracing, we'll see that today. So let's jump into the actual tracing and see what guts we get. So, this one's called mini filter. Now, this one has a lot more keywords. Much like before, we always have proc thread and loader, so we get PIDs, TIDs, and images. We turn profile on because we want to be able to sample the CPU, so if something goes hot during a period, we can look at stacks within that period. And then here's all the keywords for filtering. There's filter IO, which is just the MIDI filter IO like nomenclature on the front. There's a NIT and fast IO and all those other ones. The one that you may not intrinsically think of adding is file name, but as it goes down, because it's file systems, we actually record the file name as it goes down. And so by adding the file name keyword, you'll get a file name on each row, so you know what operation or what device or what object you were doing against. In this case, there's a lot of also a lot of stack ones. I might have to bring that up in Notepad so you can see it. From stack point of view, we are recording the MIDI filter at the start of the of the going into the filter. This is the initialization of the effort going into the filter, and this is the effort of the initialization of the post-processing after we went into the filter. So what we really have is start and end time of each MIDI filter call. So this is something you have to remember, that it's not a pyramid in this case because it's a callback mechanism. It goes into the filter manager and then calls off and comes back. So we're going to see much smaller times, and then if any one singular driver is large, then that's bad because it's its own responsibility for being slow. It has no deference to someone else. So large numbers in the MIDI filter graph are massive red flags. Large filters in the driver graph show you that you need to work out who's at the bottom of the pyramid. All right. So let's capture one of these guys. MIDI filter. And much like we did last week, I'm just going to scan a folder. Scan. Now, I deliberately chose this My folder because it's got lots of exes in it, but it's also got a lot of data in it, like text file type or XML documents and stuff like that. And so it will show you the effort, even though it's the same size, it will show you the comparative effort to do that analysis. In this case, Expert View doesn't really help you at all. You want to be in WPA. My machine's taking off. It wouldn't be a defrag tools without my machine taking off.
Fans kicking up.
So in this case, it's the driver one was up here in the system activity graph. This one is actually down in storage because it's associated with the file system. Much like the driver graph, you get this like DNA-like look and feel to it. So what we can see is we have five MIDI filters active, right? File info is probably something to do with is this a file, what's its version, what's its, I don't know, digital certificate or something. File system depends, I have no idea what that one is. MP service trigger. So name pipe service trigger. So when you actually, you know how you've got automatic start services? Mm-hmm. So when you access a file, that will be have an association to say, if you touch this type of thing, start this service up and then do work. So that's what's doing that. I'm not sure what this one is.
Lua is the limited user access, some service.
And then maybe file version something or something like that. And then MP filter, which is Defender. And so that's what we're going to look into. Now, just by this, I can see that it's quite hot on that one, quite hot on that one. And then the bottom two are very transitory.
What's this sorted by?
Currently, it's sorted by the sum of the duration. So actually, this guy took more time in file info than it did in antivirus, which is good news, I guess. And I'm guessing I might have to go to my example thing because I scanned this last night and it may have cached that I've scanned it. So I had much bigger numbers. Actually, I will change to that one because I know that there's bigger numbers in it.
The old cache.
Yeah. Because the comparison last night was like 90% to 10%. So that's go for the one that I know is actually going to have some data in it.
So we've learned that the MP filter actually is smart enough to remember when something is okay.
Yeah. It's still semi well.
So
there's 52,000 events in here. And this major name is kind of interesting. What am I going to do? Is move this to the front. right? And so when you, and actually there's a column, actually this completely changed the word. Where's the major function? So when you have an ERP comes in a two-phase number, a major number and a minor number. The major number is what we're seeing here. The numbers in the second column are the pure number that, you know, the decimal number that represents that. And then the front one is the name of that one that's, you know, associated with that. Obviously, everything inside code is just numbers, but XPerf knows how to say, oh, okay, this is a major number, that's create. So it creates the one that instigates a lot of more in-depth processing. So antivirus is a really good example of that. So when you open the file, it goes, all right, let's check that file for viruses and stuff. There's a major number and a minor number. Query information is one of the ones where there's multiple styles of query information. And I think some episode we talked about this. And then you need to look at the minor number. And if you look at process monitor, there's those columns, and you can get the same type of information.
This whole table is in the debugger help if you look under the help for the bangerp command.
Oh, really? Cool.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do is, for duration, I'm going to change it to max, so we see all the individually the long calls. And now if we sort by duration, you'll see that in create, there's a 35-second one, and everything else is quite slow. So what I'm going to do is filter this out just to the creates, and then we're going to expand, move, so now everything's create. We're going to put the driver on the front, and we can see that mpfilter took, so the amount of effort across file info mpfilter was about the same, but mpfilter took way longer to do it. So in other words, file info did more smaller works, which is awesome. Mpfilter did less bigger works, which is bad. or less expensive. And so what we can see here is, and we'll move some of these columns back. We don't actually care about the process that did it or the thread. What we care about is the file name. And so if we move, we move this onto the front, we can expand this and say, show me all the calls and how expensive they were. We don't need that anymore, that anymore, we don't need that. And so here's the duration of this DLL. There was two calls to it. One time took 35 milliseconds and one time took 8 microseconds.
Now one of these was probably the create or the read, and the other was,
well, once it was created, once it was scanned once, it was in the cache, and so the second time it skipped it.
That could be.
Yeah. And so unsurprisingly, you know, this is sorted by duration. You go down here and you go DLL, 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 and then as it gets cheaper and cheaper and cheaper, you move into PNF files and smaller exes, and you're moving more and more into things that don't need scanning, right? So it's kind of obvious that there's more work to be done in a DLL than there is to be done in another file.
Because that's a more likely place for a malware to be hiding.
Mm-hmm. Right? And so there's a little blue graph here, and so we can see click it that right, we can zoom into this period. And so while this guy was scanning, which was, so what we want to do is play with the things on the end, and which is an unselect all. If there is an unselect all, I don't know how you do it. So here's the
so right click on the header at the top. Is that it?
That's
where I'd put it.
Anyway, so let's zoom into, that's the request where I highlighted a row and zoomed into that 35 milliseconds. So much like before, I can now go bring up the computation graph. This is why we have the profile sample, and see who's doing the effort at that time. Once again, you can see something going high. It is MSMP eng. We'll zoom into that just to make it simple. And you can see that it was scanning, and then what we can do is bring up the stack, resolve symbols, and we can see, so what was happened here is the work came in, and then it was working on the mini filter logic, right? And it was working on some CPU. It may have been scheduled all over the place because of scheduling reasons, but it was working. The thread that did the work happened to be associated with MSMPEng, much like we did in the driver graph. And if we expand this out, we'll see much like we saw in the other driver graph, because it's the same idea of the side sampling of the data. We can see it doing the scan, and MSPEng actually this time resolved the symbols. And so they're kind of a pair, these two. Mini filters is the delay of the filter manager driver exploded out, yeah. Right? So you get a more granular sense. As I said, we're moving towards mini filter designs, so the complexity of the code is better. Antivirus particularly has moved to it. I think this was in Windows 8 from memory, because in Windows 8, everybody had to re-architect their antivirus. We didn't accept antivirus in this device stack anymore. It has to be a mini filter. And it's a way of exploding out that driver graph, which gives you every single driver in the pyramid view into this callback mechanism. And that's really all there is to mini filters. Treat it the same as driver type analysis. The guy at the bottom of the stack, or for the driver case, and the guy in the call for mini filter case, shouldn't be long.
So the way to sort of think about it is mini filters are kind of a subset of the overall driver stack.
Right? And it's now the preferred way of looking at it. And the great thing about it is we actually get stacks. So you can see what the stack was, who asked for it, who ended it, or stacks are now recorded. And so you can see, well, it went through this driver, this driver, this driver, this driver, and finally got the filter manager. Then it went into the mini filter, and then same thing coming out the other side. But otherwise, the analysis is kind of the same. Treat it as, hey, it's slow, it's long, that's bad. Let's go look at disk, memory, and CPU to see who's saturated, and go from there. Yeah. And
nice.
The general gist is, if you see a bad number, go update the driver. Right? I mean, the analysis is kind of transitory if you can't change the code.
Yeah.
So that's the little story.
And your laptop has landed. So that's the end of the show.
Yeah.
If you have questions, you can write us at defragtools@microsoft.com. We'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Bye.